Joby Warrick, the Associated Press, among others, have been reporting today that there were as many as 400 people being trained by ISIS to carry out these attacks in Europe. So did they not leave any footprints or any signs?
Well, the number is a little bit soft, I think, but it's not unrealistic to think that if you have 5,000 Europeans that went to Iraq and Syria to fight, if only 10% of them came back home, you know, that's a pretty good base for future attacks. You know, Aboub, the guy that carried out the November attacks in Paris, claimed that there were 90 people that he knew of involved in cells getting ready to carry out attacks. So it's not something that could be easily dismissed.
From what you know about, from writing your book on ISIS, is this the sort of thing that the United States should be wary of? Are there footprints as well that leading here?
Well, it's a different situation for us. Fortunately, we don't have the kind of radical communities that you see in Europe. We have radicalized individuals, but not so much a community problem. And we also have, fortunately, oceans, you know, separating us from some of these jihadists. I think Europeans have a much more acute problem. They're really waking up to it now. It's almost too late for some of the actions they're taking because the threat is really at hand.
So, Daniel Benjamin, you agree that this idea of alienation makes it different with the Muslim communities or the radical Muslim communities in Europe and here?
There's no question that there's a higher level of alienation and of radicalization. European Muslims are several times more likely to go to fight in Iraq and Syria, perhaps as much as 10 times as much. And if you look at the casualties that we've seen since 9/11, you know, there's been vastly more violence in Europe, 10 times as much at least compared to the United States.